Whether that guidance takes the form of a book that is sent down, or for those who do not have the supreme blessing, a form of drawing lessons from the beauty of nature and the mysteries of the human soul. Everybody has some share in Iman. Without that blessing, where could there be virtue? Without that blessing, where could there be mercy? Without that blessing, where could there be peace of mind and hope that would follow death? Brothers, we need to be aware that were all of the blessings of this world to be taken from us, and most of them, if we draw with every breath, we are heedless of, only a few seem to merit our thanks. Were they all to be taken away from us, but the blessing of Iman remained, that would be enough. Enough for salvation and eternal life in gardens everlasting, and enough also to bring us peace and serenity and happiness in this world. But were we to have everything that is in this world, and the human ego, the nafs, constantly craves more and more, if we do not have this blessing of Iman, we would find nothing good awaiting us after our death, and in this world, a miserable life. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنكًا وَنَبْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمًى. Whoever turns aside from remembering me, he shall have a miserable life, and on the day of arising, he shall be resurrected blind. This is a day of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gratitude that the trial for us has successfully come to an end. Gratitude for the additional opportunities of ibadah, remembering Him, and accumulating good works before our time comes to an end, we enter the earth. But gratitude also that we have been given another year, another year in which to open our eyes to see the wonders of Allah's creation, to read His book, to draw breath before at last the earth falls over us and we are alone with our good works or our evil works. We've been given, alhamdulillah, or often tells differently, an extra year. But billions have not been given this extra year. Within this ummah and out of this ummah, there were those who were in the mosques, confident, planning, sure of themselves, sure of their futures, at the end of Ramadan last year, celebrating the Eid, embracing their friends, enjoying the company of their children and their parents, but now awaiting their reckoning beneath the earth. There is not one of us that can be sure that we will not be in their situation before the next Eid comes around. And the Muslims celebrate once again that there is an empty place that is surely progressively forgotten. Until one day there is nobody upon Allah's earth that remembers our name. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Kiram, carefully born, noble recording angels, remember that person. The information stored on a hard drive that can never be erased. The sins and the virtuous deeds frozen forever, not to be added to, not to be taken away, until the final reckoning. So every gratitude that the Muslim feels in his heart, and it's a real gratitude, and this blessing, this tawfiq that we've been given, to gather in this place, to remember our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Sahib of the Minan, the one who has bestowed upon us all the good things that we enjoy, every morsel of food, every sweet thing, every embrace of our loved ones, every moment of fresh air, beam of sun in the sky, all of this is purely from His grace subhanahu wa ta'ala and is nothing of our doing. And we give thanks for all of this and give thanks not individually but together, showing the heavens that we gather together as a community of shukr and of thankfulness in a world where thankfulness is increasingly rare. He says, "Food of my throat, if we are thankful." As we gather together this thankfulness and this joy, the farah of the Eid, the sa'ada of the Eid, is always coupled with an awareness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the souls when we need it. And that when the righteous soul is folded away from this earth, it is a time of joy and a time of reunion. Who would object to coming for all eternity to the one he loves most? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our beloved, then the death of that person is a time of rejoicing in heaven, rejoicing in his heart, and inshallah rejoicing amongst his relations. But if that person has been muqassir, has been lazy, has done some of the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for him in his eternal book, this salah, this siyam, this zakat, this hajj, which are prescribed in a book which existed before the heavens and the earth, an obligation upon the shoulders of every believing man and woman, if we decide to try and shake off that burden, we would not make it to the next age, then the most we can hope for is the divine mercy. The divine mercy is a great thing, because the world is nothing but the divine mercy. He is uneven on your father. He has no need of the world. His perfection, his power, his majesty in absolute, without his having created anything, but out of the superb effulgence of his fullness, he has brought the world into being and has created souls that he might be known and thanked and worshipped upon this earth. And if we who are the pure gift of his being to this world, which without him is pure vacuum and pure darkness, what a terrible thing it is for us just to play and to laugh and to relax and to postpone things and to hope that it will all be alright in the end, because it doesn't matter too much, does it? Oh, it does matter. If you read Allah's book, you will see that it is the most serious book that there has ever been, because it is talking about the essence of the human condition, the individuals and the whole nations. It is about the cultivation of taqwa. Taqwa that simply means being awake, being alert to who you are, going through the world with awareness and consciousness that there is the source of your being, and that you have a destiny which you cannot escape, and that out of his pure generosity, he has given you a few short years in which to live in a way that expresses that generosity and expresses that gratitude. Is the person of taqwa. And the great good news, the greatest of all causes of thanks, is that these arkan, these beautiful pillars of our religion, which we destroy and neglect at our own peril, bring about not hardship in our lives, but ease. How many people are slack in their ibadah and feel bad about it? Because of a few short hours of pleasure that they have bought, or a few pounds that they have saved, they feel sick in the depths of their souls. Their whole lives spoiled. Now, I think it's long term. For what? For a few paltry things. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that if you do let it be nothing more to do, it is by remembering Allah that hearts find peace. And this is why Jesus, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who smiles the most, his smile is famous. Despite the incredible burden that has been placed upon him, the weight of the revelation, the burden of the responsibilities, the fact that upon his decisions, under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rested the destiny of the world and the salvation of the world, a responsibility carried by no man before or since, we know him from the seerah as a man who relaxed, as a man who smiled, as a man who told jokes, as a man who picked up and embraced children, as a man who gave thanks to the beauties and the serenity of the natural world. So we hope that the message of this Ramadan will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in gifting us with this form of ibadah, has allowed our hearts once again to see that we are never at rest until we are at rest in the remembrance of him and of his name. and that there is no true way to that rest and that peace and that serenity of heart, which is the thing that we all crave more than anything else, particularly in this age of stress and anxiety and guilt and puzzlement. There is no way to that. It is more perfect and more complete than following the Sunna of the chosen one, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The size of this month, the weight of its obligations, the seriousness of the month of Ramadan, the seriousness of the 5 days of prayer, all of this reflects Allah's good intentions towards the Sunna. He wishes us to experience this tumanina, this peace, this serenity in our hearts. He does not like to see his servants with anxious faces, with disturbed minds, distracted, guilty, confused. No, he likes to see a shesha, cheerfulness on the face of those human beings, those men and women that he has made. And it is for this reason that in his great generosity, he has gifted us with these 5 pillars of the religion. How beautiful a thing it is that somebody who, in the heavy belly of work, finds a place in which to purify himself, finds a place in which to turn away from his desk and his work processor and his absent-minded, joking colleagues, and fixes his heart on Allah's house. The symbolic representation of the eternity, the unknowability, and the majesty of his creator. What great thing is there in modern Britain or in the modern world? And for an employee who knows that it's inconvenient, and who knows that there will be people who talk behind his back, who knows that there will be pointing fingers, who knows perhaps that this may affect his promotion, cares nothing for that, and even gives thanks for it as an additional trial from his Lord, and turns away from the love, from the absent-mindedness, and the silliness and the greed with which this age pursues the passing things of this dunya. And in just 5 minutes, the 5 minutes which the Lord has asked of him, bows and prostrates himself, presses his forehead to the earth, and experiences peace. One of the most rapidly growing aspects and dimensions of the health industry now in this country and around the world is stress management. Status anxiety is apparently a recognized complaint. If I am such and such an age, have I achieved in my career the goals which other people will admire me for having achieved at this age? Or am I lagging behind? Or can I feel proud because I'm ahead of my school friends? All of this is prestige, confusion, darkness, the turbulence in the heart. It means nothing. The believer, of course, is required to exist and to work in his world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not like the lazy believer, or the believer who stays at home when he could be earning a halal in living, even if he's working as a waiter or driving a taxi or doing something in order to show his knowledge to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala as a good intention towards him and providing him with risk. This crazy pursuit of more and more. When most people have more than anybody in an earlier generation ever dreamt of. When ordinary people now live in houses that are like the palaces of 1,000 years ago, and yet still we want more. As the hadith says, "Of kind of insane word in the bed, as manna and the kuna of the word in the earth, and I am the perfect leader to all." If human beings, if a man had a whole valley full of gold, he would want to have a second valley full of gold. But at the end, he would just call gold enough. We as all mercy and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the one who is content with so little, and happy with so little, because his heart was alive with the remembrance of his Lord, are required to be not just tagging along behind the great caravan that is heading for more and more dunya. But we are required to be at the forefront of those human beings who still are interested in akhirah, who are still interested in goodness, who are still interested in family ties, who were still interested in helping others, were still interested in pleasing the one on whom their entire existence and being depends. Because this is the yardstick by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges the woman. As He raises us on the last day, He will not rank us on the basis of our earning power. He will not divide us out on the basis of how many PhDs we had in our own life. He will rank us on the basis of the purity of our heart. يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. On that day, neither wealth nor offspring will be of any benefit save him who comes to his Lord with a sound heart. We're all broken-hearted. We're all confused. We're all distracted. We're all guilty. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us these great gifts to end our death, the form of worship. What more precious gift is there ever been than that which washes away our stress and our agitation 5 times a day? So let our nasib, our share of this great month of Ramadan, when that ibadah is so intensified, be that we take away with us, during the day and after the day, the strong intention that we will rectify our ibadah. This most fundamental definition of what it is to be a Muslim, this basic pillar, I man the deen, the prayer. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his deathbed used to say, As-salah, as-salah, urging people to keep up with the prayer. He would gum that the prosperity of the ummah after his death would depend, would stand or fall on the extent to which they upheld the things for which he lived. And the highest of which, and the expression of everything else, is that we rise and we pray. As he was told, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qum arise at the beginning of his risala. So many of us in the ummah are distracted, often rightly so, by political, economic, diplomatic frustrations. We are required to be concerned with the affairs of Muslims around the world. This is a good and a proper thing. But sometimes that concern takes us away from what is indispensable, the precondition of all success, the basis of the Muslim life, which, if it is neglected, will result in still more political disaster, which is that we have to be an ummah of the Abidin and the ummah of the Shaykhidin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks upon this ummah and wishes to see us in prayer, and wishes to see us fasting. And he wishes to see us on the veins of our chest, in tears, dusty, with our hair, struggling, raising up our hands, praying for his forgiveness. This is how he likes to see this woman. If we were in that state, if we put ourselves in that state, if we put our families in that state, if we try and put as many as we can gently, with an example, in that state, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will certainly give us that political, and that diplomatic, that military, that economic strength which he wishes to see this ummah occupy. You shall be the uppermost if you truly have iman. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنَ الْغَفُورِ الْغَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. الله أكبر 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 كلنا حصل الإيمان فلا الإيمان وارتفع في الأعدام وأقصر الصوام الله أكبر كلنا ارتقى فوق من بني الإيمان وكلنا فتنا بأمس شهر الصيام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم اللهم تقبل صيامنا وقيامنا وقعودنا وسجودنا اللهم لا تجعل في يومنا هذا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا عيبا الا سترته ولا حاجه لنا فيها الصلاه ولك فيها
Allah'a emanet olun.